she said.
And Randy has to move on, too. I don't mind if he finds another nice ghost of his own.
Marisol glanced over at Cheyenne's beautiful spectral form at the reception desk. Cheyenne, my ghost girlfriend and office manager, is all business and offers invaluable advice, but she never misses a chance to flirt with me. That's how you keep a relationship strong, even after death did us part.
I'm taken, she said, beaming at me. And so is Dan.
Disconcerted, Marisol said,
I'm sure there must be some kind of spiritual single service in the quarter.
In fact, there is. We worked a case with them once, the Monster Match Dating Service. I smiled as I recalled that case, which had involved a beauty pageant, a Medusa, and... Robin interrupted.
First, we have to keep you safe, Ms. Shanker. I'll file a restraining order right away, and your husband will have to leave you alone. He might not like it, but the court system is more powerful than poltergeist powers.
Relieved, Marisol dabbed at her eyes with a wadded tissue.
As soon as you possibly can. I have another date next Tuesday with a really nice man. Once the paperwork is filed, Randy can't come anywhere near you. You'll be safe and protected.
Robin patted her wrist reassuringly. Cheyenne gave the client a soulful smile that made my undead heart want to beat again. You can trust Chambeau and Dyer, ma'am, I told her. The case was simple and straightforward, barely worth writing down. Within a day, Robin had served the restraining order, which prevented the disturbingly tangible spirit of Randy Shanker from bothering his widow, and she was free to go on her blind date. Happily ever after. Alas, Robin had forgotten to include our offices in the restraining order, and so the vengeful spirit came after us instead, as if hell had frozen over and he had forgotten his ice skates. Our office door was closed for the lunch hour, but ghosts don't have to knock. Randy the poltergeist made a point of solidifying himself enough to shatter the marbled glass window as he flung himself into the offices, spitting curses that made my ears burn, swear words that he must have heard in the fifth pit of hell. Randy rampaged through the office, spinning the chairs around, making the fluorescent lights flicker more than usual, overturning the plastic-potted plant. Robin and I both ran out of our offices, wondering what the tumult was all about. Cheyenne shouted at the poltergeist,
You can't be in here. We're closed for lunch.
He responded by calling her names that even demons wouldn't use in polite company. Out of spite, he flung himself upon our file cabinets. Metal drawers flew open with a loud clang. Manila folders sprayed in the air like playing cards from a shuffling machine. All our carefully organized cases, the detailed notes, the depositions, the coffee receipts, became a blizzard of documents. Cheyenne was a big girl, and she had thick skin, metaphorically speaking, and she could put aside the insults that made me so furious. What she couldn't abide, however, was someone messing with her filing system.
You stop that this instant!
The poltergeist swelled up, and I could imagine his last moments when he had burst out of his recliner to yell at the TV strenuously enough to initiate a heart attack. He inflated himself in an attempt to look fearsome. Cheyenne was not impressed, and her well-practiced poltergeist powers were far superior to his. As Robin and I watched helplessly, the two ghosts reeled in the air in a knockdown, drag-out fight for the soul of the office. Their glowing forms ricocheted against the walls, banged into the file cabinets, and rattled even more paperwork loose. Cheyenne's perfect blonde hair didn't even get messed up as she clawed and kicked. She manifested herself solidly enough to rip into Randy and frighten the intangible crap out of him.
You want something worse than a restraining order?
Cheyenne said.
Come back and face me.
She shoved him hard with the hands that had so delicately caressed my chest back in the good old days when we were both alive. Randy tumbled in the air, hurtled straight for our second-story window. I cringed, expecting to hear glass break, but instead the poltergeist passed right through the wall to the left of the window and spilled out into the air, dropping slowly to the streets like a puff of vengeful dandelion fluff. Cheyenne flitted to the window and shouted,
Don't you ever come back! Leave your wife alone and stay out of trouble!
She wrenched down the window